This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The nation is observing Constitution Day today. Government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. This year marks the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution, and the year-long celebrations across the country will continue till 26th of November 2025. On this day in 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on 26 January 1950. On the occasion of Constitution Day, a grand event will be organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in Delhi, where President Draupadi Murmu will address the members of both the Houses of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will grace the occasion. Besides Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, Heads of Missions based in Delhi and other dignitaries will attend the event. A commemorative coin and stamp dedicated to the 75th anniversary of adoption of Constitution of India will be released. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court this evening. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program is being organized by the Supreme Court of India. Mr. Modi will also release the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Bengwal, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna and other judges of the Apex Court will be present on the occasion. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved three projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of around 7,927 crore rupees. These projects include 160-kilometer-long Manmad-Jalgaon 4th line, 131-kilometer-long Bhuswal-Khandwa 3rd and 4th line, and 84-kilometer-long Prayagraj-Manikpur 3rd line. The proposed multi-tracking projects will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections. Union Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that the 2,773 crore rupees Manmad-Jalgaon project will increase capacity for passengers' movement and cargo movement from the ports in Maharashtra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Briefing reporters after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that under it, the existing system will be completely upgraded and there will be unified portal. He informed that PAN 2.0 will have robust cyber security measures. Mr. Vaishnaw also clarified that the existing permanent account number will be the same. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved investment of 1,939 crore rupees for construction of Hyo Hydroelectric Project in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh. The estimated completion period for the project is 50 months. Briefing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said the project, with an installed capacity of 240 megawatts, would produce 1,000 million units of energy. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the CCEA also gave its nod to the investment proposal for construction of 186 megawatt Tato 1 hydroelectric project in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh with an outlay of 1,750 crore rupees. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has inaugurated 227 gender resource centres in 13 states under the Nai Chetna 3.0 campaign. On the occasion, he asserted that the government is working towards the social, economic and educational empowerment of women. The Supreme Court has directed the Commission for Air Quality Management to consider relaxing the restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. The Apex Court ordered that a decision be taken by the CAQM in this regard by today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.